Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
Yeah, I just heard it say muted. Your headphones is acting up again. So you're gonna have to wiggle them around, or you know, do your magic to get them right. Your headphones is acting up again.
God damn it, can you guys hear me now? This fucking shit. Hey, 734, can you hear me? Shit, what the fuck is going on? 702, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bud.
Okay, god damn it, this shit is fucked up, man. All right, thanks, man. this shit, I might end up having to buy me a new computer, man. This shit is crazy. All right, I don't know which one of you guys got questions or which one of you came on here to tell me that I wasn't on. But everybody that got one press right now. You got to take one, hang up and call back in. And if you have a question, press one again. Because everybody looks like they have questions, and I know I don't have that many questions. Maybe people just was trying to tell me that I'm not on. But I'm glad I am on now, goddammit. You know, as you can see, I'm serious about this shit, man. It took me 7 minutes to get this straight. But anyway, you know you could reach me at AskRosebud@gmail.com, or you could follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud. Now, let's see what's going on here. Hold on. All right. Let me make sure I'm still on 678. 678, you got a question?
No, I was letting you know I can hear you, bro.
Okay, good, 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 good. All right. All right, you guys. 734, are you back on with a question?
Yeah, no, just rolling, man. I couldn't hear nothing at first. I hear you now.
Okay, all right. So, let's go ahead on. Right now is a busy time for me. It's really good. Stuff been going on with me, and it actually is just really propelling me further in what I'm doing, you know. Get at me at AskRosebud@gmail.com, or, you know, check my site out, AskRosebud.com, and look at the stuff I got to offer. And my, you know, my shows ain't based on no motherfucking calling in and stuff, but, you know, that's what I like. I like you to hit one, call in. You know, that kind of shit. Now, we was talking about integrity last, I think it was, but I talk about so much stuff. Mostly I talk about developing or not having a belief system. And, you know, sometimes I talk about that same subject or a subject 3, 4, 5 times in a row because it's deep. And I done told you before that I don't believe in making anybody do something that's self-helping. You have to want to do it. You know, and what we're going to talk about today is simply put important. Shit. Understanding change and the importance it holds for each one of us is essential for those of us who are not fully seeing the light when it comes to manhood. Change is very important, and that's what we're going to really kick it about tonight. Seeing change, seeing the signs, understanding what they mean, and when you're supposed to actually make the change. I remember when I decided to change and I was just going to lead a game. That was a hard decision for me, but of course I had to make it. And mentally, I had to have a more conducive mentality to being a businessman. And I had to overcome a lot of shit for me to reprogram my way of thinking. And I had to do that so I could win. I told you, it's not just playing the game. You know, I did all that dirt in the street. And if I wanted to, I could have stopped and, you know, thought I was doing all right. But that's not what all right is to me. All right is not changing. All right is living your life on a continuous, you know, level. I definitely had to overcome my old ways, especially if I wanted to do any of the stuff that I'm doing now. You see, unlike you, I'm a big believer in change. And what's more, I firmly believe change is a good thing, especially when it's promoted by achieving your goals. If you don't set goals, I'm talking about realistic goals that you can reach, you're kidding yourself about being a man. You're kidding yourself about being a person that wants to change. why would any one of you think that you don't have to perform at your very best every single day you're alive? I don't understand that. 773. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do have a question. I got a couple questions.
What's up, man?
What's up? So, check this out. The other day I get on the phone with a bitch, and it's already a bitch I don't even like for real, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying what she was on, whatever. And I asked her what she doing. She say, we finna go out to the bar, blah, 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 with her friend. I'm like, okay, that's what's up. I'm like, sure, I'm trying to get drunk too. Buy me some drinks. So she say, buy you some drinks. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what's up? Buy me some drinks. I'm going to come kick it with y'all. So, you know, she like, well, you got some weed? I'm like, bitch, I stay with the weed. You already know I got the weed. I'm like, what's up? Just meet me at the bar. So she like, well, what bar are you trying to go to? I'm like, on the board, a $3 market.
Bruh.
Right.
Hey, come on, man.
Yeah. All right, so
I don't want to hear no punch by punch bullshit, man.
I got you. So we get there or whatever, and, you know, we drunk or whatever. You know, two or three drinks, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the night, you know, the server like, well, who the chase going to? I'm like, yeah, going to her, you know. And then she tried to get into, like, a whole, you know, argument or whatever. Like, I was just some, you know, some sleazy motherfucker that didn't want to pay for no drink. And I had put her in check, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, I had checked her.
Hey, brother,
so
what's
just,
your question?
Asking, yeah, how you really supposed to handle that, you know what I'm saying, when she like, how can I say, Boss Hogg said you ain't really gonna find no integrity in the bitch. Like, that's like, you know, shooting to the moon or whatever the fuck. Like, how you handle that? Like, how you get that bitch on your level, how you want it to get?
Bro,
you know, that
was weak of you, man, and you was on her level when you started that bullshit.
How?
I don't know what's wrong with you guys, man. If you think that you supposed to tell a bitch to buy you some drinks, then do it. But what I'm saying is, a bitch supposed to be able to buy you some drinks. And if the bitch say she going to kick it, and you say, hey, that's cool, let's buy me some drinks, I'm coming. Man, that's weak. If she going to get some drinks, you ask her where she going, and she say she going to get some drinks, you say, oh, yeah, I'll meet you there, man. And then that's that. And when you get there, if she buy you some drinks, she buy you some drinks. If she don't, you buy your own drinks. What I'm saying is, you already set her up to be the way she was. Now, I don't know about that goddamn, you know, trying to act funny about when the guy came for the bill. But my point is, shouldn't have been no question about the bill. Either you was going to take care of it, or she was going to take care of it, or y'all was going to take care of y'all own shit. That's how I feel. Now, I would never put myself in a position like that, ever. What do you think she think of you? You think she's supposed to be dealing with you just for your weed?
I don't give a fuck.
Stop lying. You do care. If you didn't care, the shit happened a few days ago and it'd be old news. You wouldn't even be talking about it now. If it wasn't shit to you, you wouldn't say shit about it. Now, that's just a fact, man. And I try to tell you, motherfuckers, don't come lying to me, man, because I'm going to bust you out.
Rose, but I promise you I ain't lying. I've been listening to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm shit, trying to get on your level, period. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like, shit, I ain't really want to kick it with the bitch anyway. I was just, you know, shooting my shot and seeing how far I can go. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I wasn't saying, bro, that I think you lying. What I was saying is, when you tell yourself you don't care about something, then you supposed to not care. And if you don't care, ain't no way in the world you're going to be thinking about the shit 2 days later, 3 days later, enough to bring it on the show and ask. I am not saying you ain't lying about this or that as far as what you're saying. I'm saying as long as you try to make yourself think that bullshit you're saying, you're going to run into bullshit that you run into. Because if you don't care, that means you're taking care of everything your goddamn self. Because that's the only way I know I don't care. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to go anywhere talking about I don't care, wondering is a bitch going to pay my shit. I mean, I'm not saying that's what you was doing as far as, you know, I'm wondering if she's going to pay my. No, I know you wasn't doing that. But I'm saying going out, you know, talking about the bitch buy me some drinks, whatever. You depending on her, man, to buy you some drinks. So what I'm saying is that ain't even manly to me. If I go out with a bitch, believe me, I ain't necessarily buying her drinks. But I'm not necessarily buying drinks because I ain't got the drink. But if, let's say, drinks come up and I mention it, I might be a gentleman and say, you want a drink? And she gonna say, yeah, of course, I'll pay for that. But let's say she say, can I get a drink? I say, yeah, if you got some money. You know, period. I ain't afraid of the bullshit. Bring the bullshit, girl. I want it. Because I'm bringing it right back. Say what?
Me too. I mean, it's just different. I'm on a whole different level, you know, than you are. But I was like, bring the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like shit, I don't know. It's just something, like, you know, in the back of my
head.
Like,
not that way, man. Not that way.
Right. Right.
You letting her be antagonistic to you when she ain't even worth all that. What I'm saying, bring your bullshit. I ain't saying I would say that. I'm saying my mentality is to bring your bullshit because I'm handling it. Period.
Gotcha.
Whatever
right.
It is, I'm finna handle it with my conversation, and my words is gonna be like a bullets coming out of Uzi because I ain't gonna be playing. See, bitches be doing shit because they read you, and then you guys get mad because they read your motherfucking ass. They read me too. But what they read and what they read in me and what they read in you be different things. Because I don't ever get women to do the shit you guys are talking about. Why? Because they can see they better not do that shit to me. Not that I'm going to beat their ass. Not that none of that. I'm going to let them know. You fucking with a dude. He a real man. I ain't trying to hear your shit. And I can give a fuck about how much money you got. I got $3.50 and it only costs $3.20 to go home. Nah. Shit, I let a bitch know. Don't fuck with me. And that's what you're supposed to let her know. Instead of having some sort of attitude about something, which you only have an attitude when the bitch is getting the best of you. You did know that, right, man? A motherfucker like me, I never get an attitude because bitch ain't going to get the best of me. But if I get an attitude, it's because it's part of my play plot that I'm putting down. You know, because
right.
I'm not emotional. I keep my emotions in check. You know, when a motherfucker don't have a plan and you go out and get some shit done, then that's what you ask for. Otherwise, keep your shit planned, goddammit. I keep telling y'all, keep your shit planned so when shit go against your plan, you know it ain't right. That's all it is to it. I mean, I don't plan so rigidly that I can't have nothing that happens spontaneously, but I certainly plan for all kinds of shit because when that shit happens, you better be then planned or you're going to be stuck. And see, bras, man, when they say they're going to kick it or they're going out to a bar club, and that's bait. I mean, damn.
Okay.
Come on, man. That's bait. For you the fish. They baiting you. You didn't know that?
So they want me to come take all them down? I mean, it was three of them.
They don't necessarily want anything in particular other than you to jump on what they saying, and you going to do the rest yourself.
I mean, true. That's why I got it to the to let's go on the board of restaurant. That's why I told her, let's go here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you missing my point, man. My point is in that instance, you be like the broad. You get your mind's fertile, and you start thinking of all these things. She didn't put a little seed in your head about the club, and whatever you're thinking, you let it grow instead of switching that shit. Oh, you going to the club tonight? The bitch say, yeah, now she on your level talking to you. You got to shoot at her. Now, when you get to that motherfucker, if I ain't already there, have me a drink sitting up. And if the bitch
right.
say, okay, she buying drinks. Period. I ain't going to ask. Bitch is going to tell you no. That's what they are, professional rejectors. They like getting played. They love it. They love getting played. She had that drink sitting up, and I come in there walking in. She ain't even thinking about she bought a drink until I finish. Hit me again, girl. And she said, no. And I said, all right, it's all me then, y'all. I'll flip it. Come on, man. You don't let yourself get played like that, bro. Period. Ain't no bad thing. And when I say played, it don't mean you did some major fuck-up. It just means shit didn't go like you wanted it to go is what I'm saying. Shit went the way the bitch wanted. Not that you paid, but I'm saying it didn't go like you wanted. So it went like the bitch wanted because it went like somebody wanted it. And we both know it didn't go like you wanted it. Period.
Okay, exactly.
I'm like that, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
All right, for sure. 347. What's up?
What's going on, Roosevelt? How are you?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm fine. I had a situation that was kind of messing with my thoughts. I had this broad I cut off, and it was because she wanted me to compromise on my principles. But then late night after coming from the club, she was the only one I had to call because I had pussy.
Stop right there, man. Stop right there. I don't want to hear that crying shit. Whatever the fuck you've been to say, that's on you, man. Whatever happens, whatever didn't happen, that's on you. You know, if you cut a bitch off, she cut off. And if you ain't strong enough to cut her off, then you shouldn't have cut her off. The fuck you cut her off for, and you ain't strong enough to let the bitch be cut off. What I'm saying is, that's what you get for lying to your goddamn self. That's what you get. Now, if you wouldn't have been lying to yourself, and the bitch wasn't cut off, you just was dealing, the bitch would have been able to come over and give you that pussy, whatever you was trying to do, and you could have went on your goddamn way. But no, you want to front. I don't play that shit. You know, you front on yourself, and that's what you get. Now, is that all you had to say? Because I sure ain't trying to talk about that punk shit. All right, 678, what's up?
Nah, man, you already answered my question, man, just from the last question, from the last guy answered. So, just put me back in the queue,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, I'm going to put you back in. But see, you sound like you scared, man, but it's cool. Hey, I can tell when a motherfucker's scared, man. You know, he must have didn't like me biting that other motherfucker's head off talking that punk shit. So what I'm saying is I'm going to bite your head off if you say some punk-ass shit to me. I don't care. You can never listen to me again. Fuck that. Man, I cut a bitch off. Now, what I'm saying is when a motherfucker say some shit like that, off the top he frontin' because he ain't even sharp enough to cut a bitch off. So he said some shit he heard before. But that's why I say you motherfuckers be talking through other people. See, that shit you be hearing be meaning something. And when you cut a bitch off, she cut off. You damn near don't say her name no more. But this nigga on the goddamn phone sounding like he whining to himself because he cut the bitch off. And the bitch said, fuck you, nigga. That's what she's supposed to say. 254, what's up with you?
What's happening, Rosebud? How you be?
I'm good, bro. How about you?
I'm good, man. I got one question.
What's that?
When is the next class for SWU?
July, August, October.
I see you then,
actually,
brother.
Man, check this out. I have a new system going where I'm doing both undergrad and graduate work. Not at the same time, but in the same semester, which makes me have basically two classes. So what I'm saying is you can get in whenever you want to, and I start you in the beginning because what I didn't realize, you can't do the master's work until you have the undergrad work. And if I leave it up to people to, you know, buy the course and do the undergrad work themselves, and then they come here to do the graduate work, I'm finding out that I got to make them do the undergrad work because they thought they did it, but they was only half-ass doing it like they half-ass do everything else. So it's up to you when you come in. The fresh semester is October. But you ain't got to wait till October to come in. I got a whole new system. So it's up to you when you come in. But it's cool.
Okay.
Thanks for asking, bro.
Okay. Later.
All right. So what we go, like a fan, man, you might not motherfucking believe this shit that I'm finna say, but it's true. Most of you motherfuckers that's listening right now, most of you will fold under the slightest amount of pressure and not even realize you're folding because of how much work it would take to stand strong. You don't even care. You don't even see it. If you cared, not only would you see it, but you would be doing things to stand on stuff. And what I mean by stand strong, 347, is why you open your mouth and say you terminated or whatever the hell you said, and then go home and be lonely. That don't make no sense to me. And the reason that we all guilty of this shit is because deep down inside all of us is a lazy motherfucker just laying in wait to come out and be able to be his laziest. And I told you guys, information is nothing unless you make it become a part of you. Now, you hear to stand up for this or that, people trying to make you change your principles, whatever you said, 347, what you were supposed to do was not change your principles, and that's it. You wasn't supposed to do nothing else. And if you didn't like the bitch and told her to leave, that's that. Some of you motherfuckers get upset with me, you know, because I ain't babying you. I ain't trying to hear that baby-ass shit. I don't cater to you when you ask me some fucking some kind of question. You know, especially when I know you have a couple of options. I am strictly about confidence. Confidence requires you to accept your options and choose the best one for your circumstance. None of you guys do that. None of you guys would do that unless it was absolutely necessary, life or death, then you'll choose. See, that's the very purpose of the goddamn course, to make you confident enough to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself and you take the course, when you begin to build confidence, the worst thing to do is have a situation and not make a decision on it. So, 347, since you're so goddamn slow, you don't know what I'm talking about. In your case, your situation would be, I didn't fire this goddamn bitch. Now, I'm sitting here horny and lonely. That's your situation. You got to make a decision. Are you going to be a man? Or are you going to be a punk motherfucker and not make a decision? I'm saying shit. If you don't make a decision, look what it's doing to you, because you didn't make one. You didn't even say that to me. I already know you didn't make one. And look how you sound. I want to hear that fucking shit. Why you want to talk to me sounding like that so I can play my little violin for your sad shit? Your motherfucking ass look like I know who this fucking is. I'm really disgusted now. I just realized who this is. So what I'm saying, man, I ain't going to say your goddamn name. But there you go. Anytime it's about standing up, you want to wait and ask some goddamn questions. That's punk shit. And you need to quit doing it. All the progress you made is going to be killed. Simply because you can't control your goddamn dick or your feelings. Fucking, that's some stupid shit to me. If you believe in yourself, you wouldn't be doing that shit. Why are most men afraid of making mistakes? Especially when it comes to women. Why is that? Do anybody know? Would anybody be helpful and tell me why motherfuckers are so goddamn afraid of making mistakes when it comes to bitches? Okay, 616, I'm here for you right now. I ain't scared. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, because in school, you were taught that mistakes are bad. You know what I mean? And then a lot of men take that on, that take that philosophy on to life when mistakes are actually opportunities for growth.
Hey, I recognize your voice too, but if I'd have recognized that number, I wouldn't have chose you, because that's a dead on answer. You know, and people get to, you know, they get to hating me, man, when all you guys come on with all the right motherfucking answers. But that's a dope answer, because it's right. That's what every error is, an opportunity to straighten some shit up. That's why I look for all errors. I look for everything that's fucked up. You can call me negative if you want to, but you ain't seeing no shit fucked up in my motherfucking ship. You ain't gonna see no water leaking on my goddamn boat, because I did my work, and I'm doing my work on you, with you. Not you, caller, but I'm talking about all you guys. You got anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. What I'm saying, you know, is man, I just be real. 7-1. Oh, there you go. 718. What's up?
Yo, what's up, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you? All
right. Yeah, not much. I wanted to answer a question. I think most dudes are afraid to make mistakes with women because they're afraid that they might not get the sex. You know, they're afraid of not going. They're afraid of going without sex for a long period of time.
Wait. Let me ask you something, bro.
Yeah.
Think of the average guy that you would imagine that's afraid to make mistakes with women. Do you think that motherfucker get pussy? Come out.
No.
That's right, brother. So your analogy is wrong.
Okay.
They're not afraid to make mistakes because they might go home without sex. They don't even try and go home without sex. So it ain't a mistake. You feel me?
Yeah.
Stay on here, bro. 954, what's up? What you think?
You hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead. You talking low, though.
Oh, I got you on your headphones.
Hello?
Yeah, come on.
I'm right with you. The way I see it, it's different. I feel like it's different stages. But the one I want to touch on is, like they say, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. It's the fear of the unknown. So as with anything in life, it's not just women. Women just represent the unknown. Some man that doesn't know a woman, or the habits or the situations of a woman. So any unknown circumstance,
No, that's not right. What you're saying is right, but that's not why men are afraid to talk to women. Both of you guys, 718-954, you guys on, you guys said something, let me talk to you. Women are chicken shit. Completely chicken shit. So what I'm saying is, dudes are afraid, their mind, imagining how bad they're going to get dissed when they get rejected. So being rejected, you know, that's why most dudes like to talk silently. I mean, not silently, but quietly, because they don't want you to hear it. Because if they get rejected, then won't nobody know but who they whispering to. You know, and I'm saying that's why women reject you loud. because, you know, mentally, get that weak shit out of, they do that purposely. But what I'm saying is the unknown is a little bit afraid. I mean, why they're afraid. But what dudes, most dudes, are afraid of making mistakes with women because they imagine, and then you fill in the blank. Their imagination takes over when it comes to women. And they never use their imagination to imagine something that they want to happen because they work for it. Now, if they, let's say they want this woman. If they want this woman, that desire becomes a fantasy. And they fantasize about kissing this girl and all that stuff. But then when somebody says, man, you can't fantasize, and they come back to reality, that same girl that he was fantasizing about, his reality thoughts, his imagination, is going to have her dissing his motherfucking ass. Now, do either one of you agree with that?
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Why do you think that is? Why do you think their imagination is like that? Why do you think their imagination only imagines the worst things happening?
Well, I would say maybe that has to do with conditioning.
No, it has to do with that what happens to them. You know why it does? Because they think it. Otherwise, you bring shit on you with your thoughts. You bring shit on you with your imagination, whether you believe it or not. I don't care. But if you start imagining rolling in a Rolls Royce, you liable to have one. If you start imagining your key ring with your keys on it that you throw on the bar and shit diamond up, you're going to have it like that. Because you can see it. You can't get shit you can't see. And if you fantasize about it, you cease to really want it. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is you guys need to wake the fuck up. You don't talk to OGs like in the community like we used to. Sit up and have a beer or smoke a cigarette or whatever, listen to this old fool talk whatever goddamn shit, but he knows so much. In that bullshit he talking, it's the real gem. And we used to sit and listen. Mr. Sam, that motherfucker, I don't know how old he was when he died. That motherfucker was an old motherfucker. He used to sit up, laugh like that. And anytime he seen, we was little kids. I mean, not kids, maybe 13, 14. That motherfucker, make sure you give us some peppermint. Boy, you want your mouth smelling right when you talk to them girls. This motherfucker was, he was 90 then. So he's been dead. But what I'm saying is, man, what that teach us? Keep you some surf in your pocket. You know, all that shit works for you. You know, and if you don't know these little things, and you don't make these little things mount up to the big thing, which is your belief, you ain't gonna have shit. And if you start talking about what you believe, like, bro, you tell me you don't be caring, and I said that's a lie. I ain't calling you a lie. I'm saying you do care. You think you don't care because you don't know what you really believe. So you two brothers, I want y'all to know that making mistakes on the for real side is what's going to make you sharp. You are supposed to embrace the mistakes, especially if you see them. Do either one of you know why?
The experience.
No, you don't. No, you know why you don't know why? Because you don't listen. I've been telling you why all the time. Mistakes, you have to embrace them because they're the best teachers in the world. Correct the errors. Correct the mistakes. Can I correct your mistake? No. I can only suggest a way for you to correct your mistake. You have to correct it. I'm saying I firmly believe even whoever don't think they have, which you two brothers, you don't sound like you think this, but I'm saying, I bet most of you motherfuckers got it, but you're too fucking scared to test yourself. When you go up to a brother, if you're thinking, man, I should tell this girl, woo-woo, you're thinking what you should tell her, and you're saying to yourself, damn, I should tell her that, man. But you never make a move. How the fuck do you know if you should tell her? How would you learn if you should tell her that? Now, let's say you're saying, man, I should tell baby. You know, I'm thinking this. And you go up to her and you tell her to as smooth as you can. And she diss you. Now, when she diss you, in her diss, she going to be saying, so, man, get out of here with that weak shit. Or she just goes, don't be bothering me. Can't you? She going to let you know something. Now, let's say she said, get out of here with that weak shit. You learn you shouldn't say that to bitches. So you eliminate that from your thoughts about what to say. You've already tried it, and it was fucked up. Now, you can say that was that bitch. I'm going to try it again. And you can try it 4 or 5 times. You're going to get mixed reviews. So how do you know what to do? Hey, two callers, how do you know what to do? Either one.
You do it.
Too long. Too long. Hey, whoever said that, you do it. That's right. But you took too long. What I'm saying is you don't know what to do. That's why you have to make a decision. So why are you going to think about it a long time? Decide and do it and see. 9 out of 10 times, the environment, the circumstances, the timing, everything you've already considered because you're the one living it. And when you go off instinct, you're going to choose the right thing. It's when you start thinking. That's when you might choose the wrong thing because at that point, you're guessing. That's a 50-50. So, my point, stop being scared of bitches. What the fuck? Bitch, hurry up and tell me no. And just because I say bitch all the time, that's not what I think of women. I hardly ever call a woman a bitch. She got to really do something that really, really pissed me off for me to call her a bitch. But you hear how I say the word. I don't call my woman no goddamn bitch. I will, but, you know, that ain't what I do. That ain't, you know, no word to be calling a woman, you know, especially if you got some game. You know, but I'm kicking it. This, we talking shit, so, you know, the words flow. You know, but I want everybody to understand that, you know, I don't really think women are bitches, but I do know women are bitches when they're bitches. So I can say it as long as I know what I just said, because some women are not bitches. How many of them you met lately? Hey, caller, I'm talking to y'all. How many of them motherfuckers you met lately, the ones that ain't bitches? All right, brother. I appreciate you. I'm putting y'all back in. I got a few more callers. 678, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud? What's going on,
bud? What's happening with you?
Going back to what you were saying about, you know, making a mistake. But it's very true. But also, even when you're thinking about what to say to a broad and you walk up to her and actually say what you're thinking, and she tell you, oh, man, get the fuck away from me with that weak shit, right? You can even come back with some other shit. Like, you can take a negative and turn to a positive at that moment and make her laugh. Like, you can switch it in that moment.
Do
saying,
it.
Oh, my bad.
Do it right now. Do it.
Like, for an example, if you...
Not for an example. What you just said, she said, get that weak shit out of here.
Right. Okay, yeah, get that weak shit out of here. Okay, baby, let's let you know I ain't weak. I just came over here, and it took a lot of strength for me to come over here and say something to you because you look real good tonight. know what I'm saying?
No,
so I really
that's not turning the negative into a positive. The bitch say, hey, get that weak shit out of here. You look at that bitch right in the eyes and say, can you really tell I can only lift 180 pounds? God damn. I thought I had on some regular clothes. Shit. You can see that I ain't strong? That
gotcha.
Bitch gonna crack
okay.
up.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you got to take what they said and turn it into a positive. That's the only way you can do that. You can't take what they meant and start talking about what they meant.
Gotcha.
You got to take what the fuck they said and let them hear you heard what they said. Because I'm saying she said I was weak with that shit. So instead of me taking it like she meant it, I'm taking it on the living waste tip.
Yeah.
Now, bitch, what you got to say now? Hey, I'm real with that, man. Stay on the line, man. 786, what's up?
What's up, man? Hey, man, you don't say a mouthful right now, man. You don't really lace, you know what I'm saying, some motherfuckers. But I was gonna say something what you said, but a lot of dudes, man, they be afraid of failure. What I know is a lot of dudes, man, they internalize when the bitch reject them. You know, they take the bitch too serious.
I agree with that.
Yeah, because, you know, bitches, they all play, they that's what they're about. They're about rejecting niggas, you know what I'm saying? Men about catching, and women about rejecting. So a lot of niggas just take that shit real serious, man.
Yeah, but see, I would take it serious, but I wouldn't let it bother me. The serious I would take is I'm finna go fuck with another bitch now. That goddamn bitch has nothing to tell me no shit. I'm going at somebody else. You know, right, might go at her friend. You know, and let her friend tell me no. Bitch, telling me no ain't nothing. Don't you, hey, bro, check this out. Another way to bitch come out. Why don't you just, don't you know when to stop? You know, she dissing you. Then you say, God damn, I drive through the city every day, stop at every red light, don't run no stop sign. Hell yeah, I know when to stop.
Yeah, you flip it back on them. You feel like them. So what they say don't mean shit. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. You guys ain't got no fucking game.
Hey,
this shit is real. This shit come out my fucking head immediately. Let some of that shit jump off. I'm finna say whatever the hell I just thought of, but it's gonna be real quick like that, and that fucking bitch is gonna be shocked.
Yeah,
she gonna know. Don't fuck with. I'm scared of you. I didn't have him say that to me so much. You better be scared of me.
Hey, man. These bitches, man, they be sharp because, you know, they reject about 5 niggas a day while a nigga only approach 1 bitch a day. So they going to be a lot more sharper with the whole rejection thing. So you got to be sharp with them comebacks and flip that shit on them.
Exactly. But let me tell you what they don't really understand about a nigga like me. Bitch want me to do this or that so I can get some of that pussy. And I'm going to act like I'm going to do it, especially if you want me to buy dinner or something. I'm going to act like I'm going to do it. And then when I get ready to do it, I'm going to say, hey, I got about $60, $70, $80 worth of clothes in the cleaners. You going to get it out for me tomorrow? And the bitch going to say, huh? And you know what I'm going to tell her? God damn, man, if your pussy worth for dinner, ain't my dick worth getting my clothes out?
I'm saying,
bitches that fuck with me, they don't ask me to buy them shit. Because I'm a bring something to them. You know what you think? Your pussy got some gold in it, bitch, and every time I stick my dick in, some of the gold scrape off. Get on my dick.
Yeah.
Well, I think my dick got gold in it. And every time I judge in you, some of the gold is left in your pussy, bitch. I ain't trying to waste my gold.
That's how you got to be, though.
Bro, you don't
flip
know what that
game,
do to them women when you say some shit like that.
Man, come on, you gotta do it to see what I'm talking about. Because you can shut down one of them up saying some shit like that. You just gotta pick the right one. I'll let them know I'm a goddamn Mack truck that don't have no motherfucking lights, bitch, and I drive at night only when it ain't no moon. Get out of my motherfucking way unless you want to get ran over. Period. Don't fuck with me. I'll run your ass over and drag you 400 feet before I stop. What? Hey, look, man. I'm serious. It's funny, but I will tell a bitch that in a minute. And be serious. I wouldn't even be laughing when I say it. But when I came home and told somebody about it would be the funniest goddamn thing. But when I was saying it, that bitch would think I was serious as a heart attack. Don't fuck with Bud. That's what my message is to them bros. Don't fuck with me. You know, if you want to fuck with me, cool. But you really don't want to fuck with me. I let them know. I tell them that. All right, brothers, that's some good shit. So what I'm saying, guys, really, on this show, I talk about all the roads that you're going to go through, the different things that's going to be happening. So you'll actually not have experience with it, but you won't be so afraid of them. Because these things are going to happen to you because you're out in the real world. You're not in a fantasy world. You're not dreaming. You ain't on the computer. Making mistakes and accepting that you made them is the only way for you to grow out of the fear of making them. Every motherfucker gonna make them. How many mistakes did Shaq make before he became Shaq? You only knew him since he was Shaq. That motherfucker probably tell you he couldn't even dribble when he first started. That motherfucker wasn't born playing ball. He took his skills and made them grow along with his big ass. But what I'm saying is you can take your skills and you can make the mistakes and you can sharpen your fucking skills. I'm telling you, you can. And the only reason you really can't is because all I'm doing is telling you which to look forward to. But if you ain't got no foundation, if you ain't got no basis to believe what the hell you talking about, other than just saying, man, I believe this, I believe that. Well, if you believe what you say, when you say you ain't finna go for no shit from a bitch, you ain't gonna sit there talking to them. When you say she fired, period. You got to understand that's what this life is about, getting real. I stress to always be reaching for something. And your goals are the best thing I could suggest for you to reach for. Get you some goddamn goals. A big part of growing is being brave enough to take the chance on being wrong. If you're scared to do that, you ain't going to make it. You got to grow out of looking at what the messenger looks like, and you got to concentrate on getting the message, fully receiving the message. I mean, do you think you're supposed to get important information only from people you approve of? That would be pretty stupid. It's a fact that just as you are what you eat, you are who you hang out with, and you are how you receive information. If you receive information thoroughly, then you're going to act thoroughly. I'm telling you, you are what you think. And you're going to act on react. You're going to act or react on what you feel or what you get from your thoughts. Everything I talk about when I'm talking about me is about me. But when I'm talking to you, everything I talk about is about you. Whether you know it or not, it is. When you feel fear from, you know, something your goals force you to do, you got to stop buckling under the pressure. Because that feeling in your stomach, that rapid beat in your heart, that sweatiness about you, that's only telling you you're about to do something major. It could be major fucking up, or it could be major, you know, going forward. So you got to be careful, because that feeling will come whenever you fit to do something major. But it don't automatically mean that you're going to do something major right. You have to be in control of your thoughts and everything that you do so that you will automatically believe what you're thinking. And then this is what I'm talking about can propel you forward. The failures, if you want to see them as failures, I prefer to look at them as building blocks for my future. But those are the things that get you ahead, accepting that failure and doing something about it. Anytime you don't get what you're looking for and you keep trying, that's going to become a building block that's shaping your character. And it's going to make you the motherfucker you want to be. Shit, dudes who think like I think about shit, not gotta think like me, but think proactively about shit, thinks a woman should, I hate to say it, but they should just worship us. And we never act grateful because that motherfucker gave us some pussy. Ain't that a bitch? Even if they don't agree with it or even believe it, you should let her hear you say she is the lucky one in the relationship. I'm telling you, if you don't think this, if you don't think this goddamn way about yourself, what makes you think the woman should feel that way about you? I just don't get it. You feel low on the under five about yourself, but you want the woman to feel 10. The woman feels 10 about herself, and you feel 10 about her. So it ain't that you can't feel 10, but for you, you feel 5. I just don't get that. There's two things that you got to be able to do better than all right if you want to, you know, have a woman. Of course, they care if you can fuck the shit out of them. And they care how goddamn sharp you are. That's all women care about. I mean, there's some other little things they care about. But those two things, you got to be down with them. So if you want a woman to stay attracted to you, you just have to represent an alpha male when you're dealing with any kind of goddamn problems. If you represent anything else, any of that insecure bullshit, you may get the pussy, but believe me, you're going to be chasing her, and she's going to lead you straight to your bank account. My course provides you with the real confidence-building information you seek, but my course don't give you confidence. You're going to have to give you confidence. My course show you what to do so that you can show yourself that you have confidence. Then my course will show you that you have confidence, and now that you do, there's a way to handle it. And the best thing or the first thing to do when it comes to handling your confidence is learn how to talk. Learn how to have a conversation. Once you learn how to have a conversation, you got to learn how to make your conversation lead people. And once you get that down, the only thing left is to learn how to direct.
You get all that from SWU, fellas. All that. And no, none of them get to meet me and shake my hand and I'll go to a bar with them and show them what to do. Nah. Them motherfuckers either work hard with the guidance I'm giving them and go get their confidence or not. There ain't no in between. But the difference between all them motherfuckers at my school, they know this now. They're really trying. They're going. They don't want shit. They're getting it. That's why we call the go-getters. We ain't wanting shit. We go get whatever it is. It's ours. Soon as we think of it, it's ours. We just have to go get it. Now, if you have legitimate questions, by all means, ask them. But don't ask, is it this or this or that or that kind of goddamn shit. You know I go off about that shit and act as if you bothering me. You want to know why? I do that because you are bothering me with that goddamn shit. I don't supposed to have to tell you this or that to go out there. I supposed to tell you make this turn and do it like this after you out there. Going out there is what takes nuts. Because when you say this or that, whatever, you have a choice. Period. The word or, you know, I could do this or I could. You got a choice. Make it. My course and my school build real confidence. And the fact that you now have options that you can see shows them that it's working. See, they used to have options, just like you have options. But just like you, they couldn't see their options because they was too busy fronting. Until I stripped them, they don't do no fronting now. And all of them ain't sharp. I ain't saying that. But they all ready to get sharp because they all then stopped that fake lying, I think this, I think that bullshit. Because once you have options, make a choice. Isn't that what confidence is all about? You got to stop wanting somebody to help you make the important decisions in your life because the important decisions don't necessarily repeat themselves. So otherwise, if it's happening today at 4:01 and you can't talk to me till 4:30, that important decision ain't going to wait for you. If you deal with me in my course, you'll learn new information to help you develop proactive decisions and, proactive decision-making abilities. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. More importantly, you're going to gain the ability to produce the desired results that you have. Any endeavor you get in, hold on, I need some water. I'm spitting this game and it's getting exciting. Now, I say it's almost 6,000, but it might be closer to 51 or 200. I don't really know, but all those alumni. Oh, man, I can't be wrong. Helping you build and maintain your confidence is what AskRosebud.com all about. And remember, tonight's subject is understanding change and understanding how it affects you, or should I say how it should affect you. I mean, some of you guys have been following me a long time, 5, 6, 7 years. And you know I don't really talk shit about sex. Only when I'm on Dean's show. See, people like us, like me, want to develop the head on our shoulders. And that in itself will assist the head between our legs performance. Thinking the right shit makes you fuck better. I don't want you to get the impression that I don't think pussy, you know, is important. I think pussy is important. I fucks just like everybody else. I'm a Scorpio. I just can't help but notice a lot of what you motherfuckers think is important is based on sex. Now, if that's what's important to you, so be it. I just want you to remember, I don't really go deep into that kind of shit. But as far as sex go, I'm worth money. Bitch don't see that, she don't want to give me no pussy. This show is more about manhood and how important a role confidence plays in your growth. It's also about learning how to control and master what it takes to display your mentality anywhere, any fucking time. The statements I make, they like meant for all men to take whatever they can, or, you know, whatever they can get from it, whatever. And if it's going to assist them in being a better man, good. I'm not, you know, hating on you because you ain't buying my shit. I say all kinds of things that's directly from my shit. And I just know it's just information to most of you. And it's damaging to most of you because you take it out of context and you don't have any way to really use it, but it sounds so good and usable that you think you're using it because you think it, or you say it to you. So, to me, I just see shit, man. And when you don't understand something, you know, the best thing to do is to try to find a way to understand it. And I've been trying for some years now to understand what it would take to get you guys to quit being so scary. I'm telling you, most of you guys don't believe this. Nobody, I mean nobody, when I was a teenager, female or male, stayed with their parents after 17. Most of the girls got pregnant and had a baby and had their little houses or whatever when they were 16. But the dudes, when they got 17, man, we all was gone. See, y'all don't do that shit no more. You don't stand well on your own. And what y'all don't understand about women is when you see shit concerning women and you can't understand what you're looking at or thinking about, you try to make sense out of what you're seeing as far as how you see it. But the ignorance in that is you already know you're wrong. So to make sense in something wrong is just going to keep you on the wrong track. So when you hear something right, you automatically deny it. See, this is what you should be trying to make some sense of, the shit that's correct. But you guys just have it backwards. And it's just a situation that's going to be that way. And I'm going to tell you a well-kept secret, so you motherfuckers can just know it. I know you guys heard a pimp say, oh man, I can catch any bitch. I'll pimp on any bitch. Do you know why they say that? Do you know why it's true? Because all fucking women are a fraction away from being a hoe.
They are. You don't have to. My mom, your mom, every day ain't hoes. My mama wasn't no hoe, but if the right motherfucker wouldn't talk to them, they'd have been gone. That's just how it is, man. You can't say anything about it. You can't be mad at me. See, a man like me knows that shit, which is why we do not care one iota what the fuck some bitch did before she met us, because she's going to do what we want after meeting us. So she could be Rockefeller's daughter. I'm going to try to charge her, get some of that Rockefeller money, but she sure going to go get me some. Well, she ain't working with me. See, we ain't interested in what some motherfucker did or what their parents got. And real parents don't even care. Want to get away from them rich parents because them motherfuckers cause you problems. Come on, girl, leave them motherfuckers alone. Let them have all their money. I ain't thinking about nothing they got there. I don't want to play no games with them. I ain't trying to do nothing. Whatever you got coming, if it's coming in 8, 9, 10 years, I hope you with me, you know, so I can get it. But shit, if I ain't there, fuck it, because I'm going to get mine now. It's all about now with a real one. See, today's women, I mean, they just. See, you could be a lawyer or a doctor. And we don't care. I'm talking about a broad. She could be a lawyer, doctor, whatever. We don't care. I mean, we ain't necessarily finna take some well-known, big-time doctor and try to put her on no track. But we gonna charge her motherfucking ass with the quickness. See, we coming at this woman with our tenets and rules intact because we practice what we believe, and this is what women like. You just don't understand. They like a motherfucker that ain't taking no shit and does what he say. I just said it to you before, and I'm going to say it probably again. Women love a man with a set belief she cannot make him change. I mean, y'all just don't realize that the women you meet who all accept they have the full potential, the hoe sees you just as real hoe sees you. Because I know you guys know, just about every woman imagines themselves a hoe. They do. Whether they do it or not is another thing, but they do. They fantasize about it. And the thing about it, they're taught to be this way by the media. I'm talking about from the very beginning of their existence of watching TV. They're shown to use their sexuality to charge men. And even when the program that's showing them that go off the commercials come on and selling you a Burger King hamburger with a bitch in a bikini. I mean, come on, what are you buying? What are you imagining? That the hamburger tastes like this woman? See, women are taught by the media and fools like y'all to flaunt their pussy as an asset. And today's women have learned, and hoes already knew it, that a hard dick ain't got no conscience, and that's why anytime they know you looking for pussy, you gonna get charged. They know that. Period. Now, reverse that thinking and learn how to make them want your dick. The motherfuckers I know are fully aware of how to make a motherfucker fiend for his motherfucking dick. That's why we always tap that ass last. We ain't trying to get no goddamn pussy till we get everything else. 616, what's up?
Yeah, I just want to speak on something that you said a little bit earlier. Like it's two
things that
you got to be able to do better than all right if you want to keep a bitch. That's fuck the dog shit out of her and be able to handle her. in certain situations, be sharp. And my thing was, I was always able to, you know, fuck the shit out of a bitch, whatever. But my thing is, I wasn't always able to handle a bitch because I was never taught that. And I had to learn a lot of it through trial and error.
What's your point?
My point is, that's why I tuned into the show, and I wanted you to elaborate on what you said about that. Because that's why I tuned into the show, and that's why I, you know, went to the school and got the course and whatever.
Check it out. What I'm talking about with that, you know, is fucking the shit out of bitching. I mean, if your dick get hard, you can do that. But you being sharp, you know, that's something you have to work on. And if you sharp, but you ain't woman sharp, female sharp, then all you got to do is direct your sharpness towards figuring women out. And the best way to do that in like 5 seconds is to make your mind up that bitch gonna fuck with you. You ain't fucking with no more bitches. They are gonna fuck with you, or you ain't fucking with them at all, because you ain't. I'm telling you guys, I do not go out looking for bras. I be riding, and I look over something. They looking at me or whatever. I got to say something. Or I'm in a store, and in some kind of way we running into each other. I mean, I don't go looking. See, and if you have your shit, your mentality like that, it makes bitches come to you. It just does. I mean, it could be coincidence, but it makes them come to you, man. And I'm going to put you back in, man. 706, what's up?
What's up, bud? Yeah, I can relate to that. Because it used to be where a chick would wave at me, and I think she's looking at me, but she was really looking at somebody else. But now, like the other day, the chick waved me down, and I was looking around like, me? So, you know, I walked up to her and introduced myself, gave her my card number. But, you know, I was like, damn, it's like you said earlier, you deny what's right.
Yeah, you deny what you should imagine, and you exaggerate what should be denied. And that's how we got to get past that. We got to get over that. And most of you guys, let me put you back in, bro. Most of you guys never even seen more than one broad at a time. And you probably, you know, ain't never really had more than one. You might have had a couple of girlfriends. I ain't saying you didn't. But you'd be so hungry for pussy. And the lady that knows you hungry from pussy, this bitch ain't no prostitute hoe, but her mind goes to straight charge phase when she see the average dude. Because they think like hoes. They don't think getting a dinner is getting paid. They don't think wanting you to take them here to do this is getting paid. They don't think needing this or that done is paying them before you fuck them. Because you ain't paying them. But ain't that some monetary exchange in hands, even if it ain't going in her hand? So I ain't saying don't do it. I'm saying just do it for me, too. Shit. If you think that since I told you I want to bust that pussy out, you think that I should take you to a nice dinner. Okay. I might do that. And then the very next time, I'm going to make sure I get a dinner. But I probably won't do that before I actually have already gotten something minor, because I'm not going to really let her get to the dinner type conversation until I done got her to do something for me anyway. She gonna, like I say, I might need $200 or $300 to give whoever for some editing, and I might tell her we'll hit PayPal to this and have her send it. Now she do that, woo woo. That's cool with me. That ain't no money, but that's letting me know I'm ahead. Cause then once I really get into the bra, I'ma tell her, shit. I'm like you, girl. My shit ain't free. What, you trying to call me a hoe? No, girl. I'm just saying, when you want me to take you to dinner, and you know I'm going to get that pussy, just make sure you buying the dinner. Because the first time she do it, she's stuck. She going to buy it all the time. That's how I go. And I know this. That's why I might spring for it the first time. If I think, you know, if I see my play going that far, and I just got to play my hand, and part of my hand, you know, requires me to take her to this dinner. Oh, shit, let me go to her and take this bitch. Because I know the next 300 times I want to eat dinner with her, it's going to be on her. And it ain't because I'm want to use women. It's because I value myself. Just like women value themselves, I value myself. I don't need no woman to give me nothing but some pussy, but I don't need her to do that. Because, you know, they got the baby oil, the grease, all kind of shit. Then they got the toy that act like real women. I mean, I don't need none of that shit. But what I'm saying is, it ain't about sex. It's about what a motherfucker is demanding, his props. My props, I got to have them. Period. In order to be this way, you got to do what? Because y'all probably even forgot what this show was about. You got to change, fellas. You must change. If you don't change, you're going to remain the same. And what you going to do with that? Well, I got a couple of more things I want to say. Then I'm going to be gone. I ain't got but a few minutes anyway. But part of being an alpha motherfucker is getting more from a woman than her pussy. You got to control your thoughts about sex to make, you know, that shit come last. Because, you know, if you get the woman, you got to think about this. You ever seen a woman go anywhere and leave her pussy at home? I don't think so. So if you get the bitch, seems to me the pussy coming with her. But now if you get the pussy, you can miss the bitch. Come on. You motherfuckers don't be thinking logically. That's illogical to get some pussy first. Shit. See, when it comes to pussy, I don't really tolerate bitches playing any kind of fucking pussy games with me. And I'll venture to say all of you guys experience that shit. You tell me you don't let a bitch tell you Tuesday morning that you can get that pussy Monday. And now, today Tuesday, so you got to wait till Monday come again. So what I'm saying, for that entire week, whenever she called you Johnny on the spot, you know, you damn near kissing her fucking ass, waiting on Monday. And you think that bitch didn't wait to Tuesday to call you? She couldn't have called you Sunday and told you you was going to get that shit Monday? See, what I'm saying is they think like that, fellas. You better understand that. See, that's what's going on. That's what we are going to end. And obviously you guys don't fully understand that I've adapted the mentality, not the philosophy, but the mentality of a real natural pimp. And I didn't put that mentality into this course and into the tunes and made them available for you. 954, what's up?
Hey, Don, I hate to cut off your train of thought. You spitting some cold game. But I wanted to hit on that. Seriously. Oh, no. But I wanted to touch on that part when you asked the question earlier about
why were men afraid to approach women?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said the unknown. I wanted to elaborate on that. Not only the unknown, it's really also based on the man's belief. And he doesn't believe that he can get that female. Like, he don't believe he can make that shot, so he won't take that game-winning shot. So it's that self-belief, that program, as you were speaking about earlier, that self-programming, that self-talk that he gives himself.
So yeah, check it out, man. They don't have the belief, but
yeah.
That's only a result, not having the belief. What they don't have is confidence. They don't have confidence to think something and then make this something so real to them that it becomes something that they really believe. And then in order to be the best that they could be at this something that they really believe, they got to work hard at it, which means they have to focus on it all the time. See, what I'm saying is that sounds like a lot of work to the average dude. But it's really not, because it's mental work. It's not physical work. So you can be driving down the street and be working on what you think as far as talking to women. But they don't. They would rather ride down the street and listen to some loud-ass music, smoking weed or whatever. But a lot of times, man, I ride with my music off because all I'm doing is thinking about this, about that, because I know success is not about money. Success is about the ability you have to believe that you can run to the edge of this cliff and jump off, and you know you're going to land on your feet. Now, if you can't do that, then you ain't believing in what the fuck you're talking about. And the way you know you can do that is when you don't let nothing get you off of what you're talking about. I don't care what it is. Nothing can change what I think. Nothing. I've had plenty of women try. They can't change anything I think. Unless growth, which has happened in my marriage, shows me I should be at another point. Now, I'll change then, because I've made a few changes, not confirmation changes, but just, you know, changes to enhance my relationship. So I'm saying to all of you guys, the best thing to do is remember your errors are going to teach you. And they're going to teach you not only how to do the shit right, but they're going to teach you to not be afraid of errors. Because there's no way you can go through your life without making errors. There's no way you can chase women without making errors. There's no way you can chase women without getting embarrassed or slipping and falling. So you may as well quit running from the shit. Hey, I'm going to put you back in. I got another brother. Hey, 719, what's up?
How you doing, Rosebud?
I'm good, man.
Hey, I got a quick question. it just slipped my mind. Give me just a second. What the fuck was I going to say?
Oh, dude, come on.
God damn it. It was pertaining to... Fucking shit. Hey, I'll hit you all the time. God damn that shit.
Hit me back, man. Hey, listen, you guys. I like talking shit. But I really like talking shit in response to your goddamn questions and statements. I had a lot of fucking questions tonight. Good, bad, indifferent, I don't care. I just want them. As long as they're on the subject. So, you know, hey, you guys, my school is pure dope. And I'm seeing this semester a really big change in the way these motherfuckers is responding. So that could only mean that the changes I'm making are the right changes. And I don't have it right yet, but it's better. And next semester will be even better. So you guys get with me. I'm out.